This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Coming up, Bonnie's got some financial tips that she's going to share with us.
And but it's not financial advice.
Indeed. just suggestions. And also, Aria, you and I think had similar stories about NFTs and the dramatic precipice that they have fallen off in the last several months as far as their popularity and their price.
I do love dancing on the graves of NFTs.
Yeah, we told you. We'll say we told you so because, well, we did. And
we did from the very beginning.
Yeah.
We called this nonsense.
But we're still talking about what happened in court today. Bonnie and I and Joa, one of our Thursday night hosts, as well as several other people that apparently support freedom of speech, came out to support Press NH Now. That is a gentleman's handle on YouTube who does First Amendment audits. He was doing one of these audits where he was recording video in a city or town police department in a place called Charlestown, New Hampshire. We went to a little town called Claremont where the district court is for the area today, where he was on trial for quote-unquote disorderly conduct and so-called obstructing government administration. Why? Because some of his viewers, ostensibly, no way to prove it, but some of his purported viewers called the police department and said things that upset the dispatcher. And so they charged Press NH Now for it.
Because these are recorded lines, so it seems like we should have some examples of what they said that upset her so much.
They did not play those in court, and I don't think they would have been able to because the defense attorney seemed to be pretty on his ball as far as objecting to the things this prosecutor was doing, and the prosecutor was trying to bring in evidence from outside of the scope of the trial.
After he was arrested and let out, did you have another conversation with objection? That's after he was arrested. It has nothing to do with the charges. Like,
right.
She was so bad, and it just went on for hours. I was just sitting there thinking about my poor dog in the kitchen while this dumb lady was just up there being dumb.
Yeah, it was interesting. Normally, you don't see a judge so visibly frustrated by
the prosecution.
By the incompetence of a prosecutor. But this judge, and on more than one occasion, the first thing that really stood out was three times in a row, this woman asked a leading question. She asked, a question that called for speculation. Just this sort of question that gave the answer essentially to the person on the stand and wanted them to agree with it essentially, even though they wouldn't have possibly have known what the source of this thing was. And the defense
attorney, I would say, well, do you think that the reason that someone did this was blah blah blah?
Exactly. And
it's kind of leading and.
Yes, exactly.
Speculation.
So objection calls for speculation. Judge sustains it, and she tries to rephrase it. And it once again gets objected for calls for speculation, and she tries again, and the third time the judge is like, just move on. She was not standing for it. And then later on in the trial, she recapped something she'd already said and then proceeded to begin to say something else about, and as I've said before, and the judge said, I've been paying attention. You don't need to tell me again. And just seemed really frustrated.
I want to watch this. This sounds like... I don't want to watch the full thing because it sounds
it's
like a lot
long.
Of it was pretty tedious, but I'm sure you'll have an edited entertainment.
I'm not going to spend the time on it to do that, but somebody can pull out those clips.
It was so boring, I just started playing games on my phone.
Well, that's a good use of your time.
Pretty standard for most court. Most court tends to be pretty dull, but this one was particularly bad because she was just playing videos for most of her.
Except for the parts where the judge was, like, ripping her.
Basically. Now, look, I'm not trying to give this judge a whole lot of credit. He was
It wasn't even fun ripping. Honestly, literally not worth it.
He was just tired of her. He was just... you know, annoyed by her. You could tell that he has to deal with this woman a lot.
But they're on the same team, so that says a lot.
Yeah, yeah, it does. That his patience with this person is very thin, apparently.
The most entertaining part of the day was, like, parts in Press and H. Now's videos where he would say things that were just so good to the government, and everybody would giggle. But at one point, Ian giggled about something that that Press and H. Now had said. Do you remember, like, about what it was, Ian?
No, I don't even remember.
He was just telling off the government in such a good way. Ian giggled, and the judge pointed at Ian and said, "If you do that again, you're getting thrown out of here."
Yeah.
Wow, for laughing?
Yeah, I didn't
The press.
Even,
the press can't be in there giggling.
Yeah, it wasn't even like an open mouth laugh. It was more like a one of those kind of things. But you could tell it was me because I was right there in the front row. So
judges are known for having some power trips. So
sure.
They're not all as even. They're not all level headed and, you know, fair minded. Some of them just like the power. And, you know, when they're sitting there in their magical robe and up there on their little bench in front of the entire assembled congregation, I'm sure they feel a sense of power.
And whatever made Ian giggle was Press and H. Now saying something along the lines of, you know, insulting the government person for not having the real power he thinks he does. So
nice.
I think that that's what really why it was such a sore spot to the judge, because the judge's whole thing was people need to respect the government if they want the government to respect them. And we'll get
that's
into
not
that.
The way it works,
nope.
though.
Well, that's so you're referring to a comment that the judge made right at the end of the trial. So both sides had closed. The defense didn't even put a witness on. I mean, he didn't need to. The case clearly had not been proven in any way, shape, or form by the prosecution. So the defense just immediately rested. They went. There was no closing statement.
Wow.
The judge.
That's
just,
hardcore.
The judge just went to his. And I was surprised. I figured the judge would take it under advisement and issue a written ruling, because usually if they're going to go with not guilty, they don't do it right there in open court. But this guy did. And not only. But. So he gave him a not guilty on both charges, which is the good news. But before that, he lectures him, as Bonnie was mentioning, telling him that, well, respect goes both ways, and
that
you need to.
I can see that you're a person who demands respect and believes that the government and police should respect your rights, and that is perfectly fine. But you need to understand that it goes both ways. You don't. You can't think you can just come up in here cussing at my our government workers, our public servants, and expect to have respect shown back to you, because that's not how this works.
But the Press and H guy, he didn't swear at the lady, right?
I don't remember what he said.
I'm pretty
exactly.
sure he only ever cursed when talking to the cop who was a psychopath losing his mind over nothing.
And even then, there's nothing wrong with cursing.
Nope.
No, there's not. And
these people are supposed to be serving,
right.
So it just doesn't make sense that you have to show them respect to have your basic rights not violated.
Well, right. And if they were actually doing their job, if this woman actually showed him the courtesy of giving him her name, which is a respectable thing to do, right? Like, oh,
sure.
My name's so-and-so. I'm Press NH now. What's your name? You know, that was disrespectful right there. If these people would actually respect other people's rights and not arrest peaceful people for victimless crimes, maybe then they would actually earn some respect. See, that's the thing this judge and his ilk don't understand. They think just because they have a badge, just because they have a robe, just because they have their fancy, you know, cars and their fancy offices, that they deserve respect. They have their positions, and so people should respect their authority.
No, it literally works the opposite way, though. And, I mean, that seems to be what brought this matter to a head, right, was that the Press and H. Now guy refused to identify himself,
mm-hmm.
and the public, that servant was like, well, I'm also not going to identify myself, but that's just not the way
works.
It works.
Yeah.
It is a one-way street, and the respect flows from the government worker to the public, to the individual.
Well,
and
you
that's why we need First Amendment auditors, because it mm-hmm. doesn't work that way.
No.
Almost anywhere. I doubt it works that way anywhere. And people don't know about it because they don't usually have to deal with the police or other bureaucrats in their day-to-day lives. So it's great that people go out and take these videos of these people acting this way so they can see how your public servants really think of you, subjects.
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want to talk about here. I want to talk a little bit more about respect and bureaucracy and these government workers, government thugs in a lot of cases. We'll continue, and you can share your thoughts, maybe your experiences with disrespectful people.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
friend, how are you?
We're talking about a big court victory today as a First Amendment auditor was found not guilty of so-called obstructing government administration and disorderly conduct for the non-crime of simply live streaming from a police facility where he was trying to get information on a Freedom of Information Act request. His supporters were calling into the dispatch lines.
Allegedly.
Let's just say they were his supporters.
True.
That is there. As his defense attorney pointed out in one of the cross-examinations of the government witnesses, the government called
and
three witnesses.
Got the police chief to admit this.
Yeah, he's like, well, it's a First Amendment protected activity to do a Freedom of Information Act request and record video, right? So chief's like, yeah, of course it's First Amendment. Yeah, of course it is. It's like, okay. And calling in to ask a question of the police department is a First Amendment protected activity, right? Yeah, yeah, of course that is. But, and then he said, and I wish I had the actual clip here, but he tried to, like, equivocate with the answer on that one and, you know, add some sort of a
but there
exemption.
Is no but.
No, that's right. There is no but. Oh, well, yeah, they took up all of our phone lines. Okay. But that's not, they didn't know that that was, you know, like, they weren't on, it wasn't the same person on all five lines, right? Like,
and even if they did, that's not their fault. That's the police department's fault, because in the era of the internet, it's easy to have an infinite number of phone lines, where if you have five lines full, it automatically generates a sixth. Mm-hmm. And if you have six lines, it automatically generates a seventh.
Yeah, but these guys are probably using 1990s.
He literally said,
whose fault
the
is that?
Magic of telephony.
Yeah. I mean, that again, that's just their fault, though. They could easily have some sort of voice-over IP system set up that gives them effectively infinite phone lines.
Even so, it wouldn't matter because they still would have arrested him. Even if
yeah.
they had 25 lines and only 20 of them were full, they still only had one dispatcher there. They were frustrated, and so they lashed out at the only person that they could hurt. They couldn't arrest the people that were calling from Indiana or Ohio or whatever.
Yeah.
So Press NH Now, Mark, was standing in the room, so like, well, we'll just put handcuffs on this guy and then, you know, see what happens. Because they know most people are going to take a plea deal, that they're not going to fight it in trial, but they don't apparently know these people.
Oh, for something like this, absolutely.
What do you mean?
Over something minor, like, what was this, a misdemeanor or something like that? Yeah. Well, I don't understand why someone would take a plea deal over a
most
misdemeanor.
Most people do.
Over a misdemeanor?
Go sit in any court hearing. They'll do it over violations. Go sit in any, what they call an arraignment hearing, where they just see person after person after person after person charged with things like open container of alcohol, minor possession of whatever, tobacco or marijuana or whatever the stupid non-crime is, all this crap, and time and time again, it's guilty, 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 guilty. It's guilty pleas all morning long, and they ring the cash register every single time.
When you don't know your rights at all, and also when your public defender is just telling you, yep, this is what you got to do, this is the best thing for you to do, you just think that's the best thing for you to do. Like, when I was getting run over by the system, the federal system in Utah, they tried to give me a DUI. If I knew my rights, I could have probably gotten out of that, like, unscathed. Like, yeah. They had nothing. They had absolutely nothing. But my public defender was just like, yeah, this is what you're going to do. I don't think I took a plea deal. It was called a plea and abeyance, but I never was found guilty. Like, if I didn't get in trouble for 6 months, but it could have gotten thrown out. Like, they didn't catch me drunk or drinking and driving and were trying to give me a DUI. Anyways, if you don't know your rights, it just seems like, oh, I guess I got to do this because they're telling me. And
yeah,
bunch of people taking advantage of other people.
It's perceived as the easy way out, and I actually brought with me "Don't Take a Plea Deal" flyers today, and I was just so distracted I forgot to hand them out, unfortunately. But it seemed like most of the crew most of the people that were there to watch were actually on the side of Press NH Now, so I presume they kind of already knew that information. But normally, when I'm in a courtroom, I actually have information about why you shouldn't take the plea deal.
And the other people that had court today were over the phone, which was weird.
No, there was only one case before Press, and that was somebody from the jail. So this was a remote jail link, like an arraignment for that person. And then the second person who actually had a trial was a DUI trial, and she was a no-show. So now there's a warrant for her arrest. Yeah, they do. So let's see, what was I talking about there?
We were talking about respect and the way that the public servants are supposed to show respect to the public.
Right, but plea deals, so don't take a plea. There are reasons why you shouldn't, and I have handed out thousands of don't take a plea deal flyers in courts and outside of courts to people that are going into court to alert them to this system and how it works. And I don't think it really encourages people to change their mind in the moment. Maybe it does give them some new information, something to think about. Maybe later they'll realize they made a mistake. But most of the time, even in a room full of people who have the information in front of them telling them, hey, this is a scam, you have a right to take this to trial. Even if you don't take a plea now, they'll likely offer you a better plea later. So just wait. Even if you really want to plea, in a lot of cases, you'll get a better offer later on. So just hold out. Most 99% of them take a plea right then and there. So it's very hard to dissuade people from that because there's a lot going against them. I mean, Aria, you know what it's like under federal felony charges when the weight is incredibly heavy. But just for the average person, it's a big inconvenience to have to go to court. They, you know, have to take a day off from work. You normally have to take the whole day off. You don't know if you're going to be there for an hour or for 8 hours. You have no clue how long it's going to last. You don't know how much money you're going to end up having to pay when all is said and done. In some cases, although most of the time you know what the maximum could be, and it's usually only a couple hundred bucks for smaller charges, but they're still incentivized to take the plea, and it's very persuasive because the prosecutor comes up on these arraignments. They call everybody by name and they say, hey, you're facing a misdemeanor here. You could go to jail for up to a year if you take this to trial. How about this? We'll give you 6 months probation, 6 months suspended sentence in a lot of cases. So they'll put the sentence over your head, basically, and say if you're a bad boy and you get caught again, then the suspended sentence is going to come in and you have to go to jail at that point. But if you're a good boy, then you don't have to worry about it. So we'll give you 6 months suspended sentence. You can pay a $200 fine. And we'll call it a day.
But see, that's where the insanity comes in, and I can no longer say, don't take the plea deal, obviously, because, if the stakes are high enough, sometimes it could be in your best interest to take the plea deal. But when you're talking about this, a misdemeanor where the prosecutor comes to you and is like, hey, look, you could face up to, 364 days in jail or something like that, that's the worst-case scenario there. It's not like a, hey, you could face up to, 305 years or whatever it was that the total charges I was looking at could have been. This is the worst case scenario, is 364 days in jail. That's it. That's the maximum sentence they can hit you with. And if you have no criminal history or whatever, the judge is not going to hit you with the full maximum sentence, especially over a misdemeanor for someone with no criminal history.
A lot of people don't even know about that type of thing, though, like that the judge, will weigh different things. Like, I certainly didn't know about that when I was first going into trial.
In those cases, absolutely don't take the plea deal because they're not going to hit you with that maximum penalty or anywhere near it.
If you have no criminal record, that's probably true. But if you do, you might. More coming up here in moments. You can join the show. It's free time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Rex Tillerson, who served as Secretary of State under former President Donald Trump, was called as a government witness Monday at the trial of a Trump ally accused of leaking intelligence to the United Arab Emirates. Tillerson testified that he barely knew the defendant, Tom Barrack, once the chairman of Trump's inaugural committee, or anything about his relationship with the UAE. Hurricane Orlene has officially hit Mexican coast near a resort city. Russian forces have retook more territories, a military spokesperson said, following the liberation of the key city of Lyman. Ukraine also struck Russian targets during efforts to win back neighboring Luhansk, the official added. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join the show here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
So I want to make something clear. I don't judge people for taking a plea deal. I advocate against it in general, but I agree with you, Aria. There are circumstances in which an individual believes that it will be beneficial to them and that they should do it to reduce whatever damage they feel is coming at them. I don't blame them for it. However, in the aggregate, so I'm not blaming any individual, but in the aggregate, people taking plea deals empowers the state. And
sure.
The more people that don't take a plea, the more frustrated the state becomes. Because these prosecutors, I mean, this one that we were watching today was terrible. I mean, she is the epitome of a just talentless, low-end lawyer who is just stuck in the backwoods of New Hampshire, and she's never going to get out. She was probably in her 60s.
So she looked like Napoleon Dynamite if she was an old lady.
She was old and awful, and she had the the reddest face I've seen on a prosecutor in memory. Like, she had, like, those red blood vessel, kind of that drunk person look that you just kind of know the person's got a serious drinking problem. And it wouldn't surprise me either, because she's terrible at what she does. And, you know, she's in this podunk town on the river.
Alcoholism, as I understand it, it messes with people's brains and it makes them dumber.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Like, over time, and maybe this is what happened to her.
Could very well be. And so, anyway, if you don't take the plea, there are certain benefits that accrue sort of not just directly to you, because the benefit to the individual is, number one, if you don't take the plea, you don't get to find out what the evidence is against you. You just don't ever get to look at that, unless you take, like, a last-minute plea after you've actually seen the evidence. But in a lot of cases, most people just plea at the arraignment, so they're done.
Before they even work out, like, a deal with the prosecutor?
That is the deal. They take a plea deal at the arraignment. The prosecutor cuts the deal right then and there, and they don't ever go any further.
Wow.
That's where 99% of the cases end.
Which is so weird. Like, why is justice up to the hands of these, like, unelected, not, you know, any more special than any other human prosecutor people? Mm-hmm. Like, why do they get to decide how much justice costs? It's just so weird, like, that we just live day to day with this going on every day, and we're like, yep, that's fine, that's the justice system.
Well, if people actually believed in justice, they would be appalled by this, because either this person is guilty of this crime for which they should be in jail, but they won't be because the prosecutor is being too merciful, or the person is not guilty of this and they're going to be sentenced unjustly because the prosecutor was threatening them more harshly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's actually an advocate of justice would be repulsed by this system.
Correct.
Even if they believed, as most people do, that justice is this sort of revenge-based thing that we have going on in the United States that we call justice, but I don't think it's actually justice. It's just vengeance and retribution. But whatever, even if they genuinely believe that that system can produce justice, it doesn't.
So another benefit you get from not taking the plea deal, or at least a potential benefit you would get from not taking a plea, is that you get to, so I mentioned you see the evidence against you, you get to see if they even have a case to begin with. A lot of cases, they botch them up. Their bureaucrats are lazy. Cops will cut corners.
Yeah.
They won't fill out the paperwork correctly. They'll forget to log certain evidence. They make mistakes.
Or they were just lying about something they
or
had
they
to begin with.
They get caught in a lie. Yeah, they make mistakes. They're bureaucrats, they're lazy, and they screw things up. If you just take them at their word and you take the plea because you're afraid, you don't ever get to see if they made any mistakes later. As I mentioned before, in a lot of cases, they come back with a better offer later on because they really don't want to go to trial, especially if they know they've made a mistake or there's a hole in the case or something like that. You don't, of course, get to confront the people who are accusing you or whatever. If there's a secret a snitch or whatever, you never get to find out who they are. There's all kinds of things that would happen at a trial that, and of course, you have no chance to win if you take a plea. You have a guilty finding on your record. And as you said, Aria, in a lot of cases, people take guilty pleas for things they never did, and now they have a criminal record. So even though it gets them out of, you know, the stress, even though it makes that case go away, and even though it might have been an easy plea in the case of, like, a misdemeanor or something, you'd still have that conviction on your record. And for some people, that makes getting jobs harder or whatever. And the next time they arrest you, it means they throw more of the book at you if you take a plea the next time, or if you get found guilty the next time, because you have a record. Once you have a record, then they go harsher when it comes to the convictions and the punishment and all that. So those are some of the reasons. Obviously, a reason to take a plea deal, though, in the instant, is that it's stressful. People want it to be over, and they see this as the quickest way out. And you can't blame somebody for not wanting to go to jail. I mean, you snickered at 365 days or whatever as a potential punishment.
Well, I don't know if I snicker.
But
I snickered at the possibility that they're going to hit you with a maximum sentence for a misdemeanor, for having an open container or something like that if you have no criminal history.
Most people don't want to go to jail for 2 minutes, let alone 2 days, 2 months, or an entire year. It's
right.
Very scary for people. They don't have any experience with that. They know what they've seen in the movies.
And you lose a portion of your life forever.
Yeah, you don't get that back.
And if you don't know what's going to happen to, like, the rest of your family, like your kids or your dog or...
Yeah, it's scary. And so I don't blame it. Like, like I said, I don't blame anyone for doing it. Everybody has their reasons, but they almost always do it without being fully informed of what they're losing and what they're giving up. Yeah, the judge rattles off your rights as they wipe them away from you. You sign them away. So there's like a quick rattling off of some of the things that you could have done, but it's still not a real fully informed decision, I think, that most people make. And the real... So I went over the individual reasons to not do it, but there's also the sort of collective benefit. And what I mean by that is the more people don't take a plea, the more trials have to get scheduled. Well, the more trials have to get scheduled, the more these bureaucrats, these lazy bureaucrats like this woman we saw today, have to actually work. And you know what? They don't want to do that kind of work.
Even today, whenever... Preston H. Now's lawyer came in. I was right there. I asked if he wanted me to move or anything, but he said no, so they're just talking over me.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, anything we need to talk about to his lawyer? And his lawyer's like, well, we could talk about a deal with the prosecutor if you want to. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, we're not going to do that.
Awesome. That's the way it should be. So the more trials they have to schedule, the more time it takes of the court. And unlike, you know, the dollar, there's not an unlimited number of courtrooms. Obviously, bigger cities have more of them. Smaller towns like Claremont or whatever, they don't. This is, like, literally the only courtroom this town has, and it has to deal with cases from several connected towns in the region. So you really do load up if you've got enough people not taking a plea. And I'm talking about parking tickets, speeding tickets, especially the little stuff, right? Like, where you really aren't even looking at jail time, where you're just looking at, you know, $100 fine or something like that. That's the kind of stuff that it costs next to nothing except for your time, which again is another reason a lot of people take a plea. They don't want to take a day off from work. They're busy. They don't. This is not how they want to spend.
Who doesn't want to take a day off from work?
Well, some people are worried they're going to get punished or whatever at work. They have crappy jobs. Or
out
whatever.
Of days off, that's one thing.
So, anyway, if they're loaded up with a bunch of cases that they have to go to trial on, guess what? They don't want to have to do that. So that means they're more likely to come back with an even better plea deal offer at that point because they don't want to go to trial. They only have so many hours in the day, and they don't want to have to be preparing for a speeding ticket trial and a parking ticket trial. And eventually, if you don't take the plea, and they have too many trials to just be like, okay, triage time. Well, we got this guy over here who robbed a place. We got this guy over here. You know, they'll look and they'll see, all right, well, we just don't have time for the parking ticket, so they throw that out. Or whatever, right? So
they threw out a really way more serious one this year because our friend, the one that was the youngest cop blocker ever, he took his thing to trial that was going to be him speeding apparently over 100 miles an hour and getting chased by the cops. They thought he was going to take a plea deal. They tried to
worm their way into
because he was like really young. They really tried. They separated him from his parents and stuff to try to
prevent
him.
Scare him.
And he didn't. They just dropped those charges.
But the weird thing was it was after a trial.
It was
almost never happens. Yeah, he went to trial. That trial video is online.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here at the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up here in 3 weeks, or I think a little bit less than that now, there's an event happening in Prague. Our co-host, Mark Edge, is going to be speaking at the Free Cities Foundation annual conference called Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's happening October 21st through the 23rd. I'm told the early bird discount ends October 3rd. That is today. I don't know if it ends at midnight or if it already ended earlier today. So if you go and you try to get tickets and the early bird discount is gone, hey, we did warn you that this was coming. If you waited too long, well, sorry about that. You can still, though, get the 20% off that we've been offering, from what I understand, by using code FTL20. So previously you would have gotten the early bird discount and the 20% off, and you may still be able to if you go tonight, maybe. But you have to try it yourself and see. LifetimeLiberty.com, code FTL20. Either way, whether it's today or later on, you can get that 20% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. They're going to be exploring physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. And Mark's going to be speaking at this event October 21st through the 23rd. Go to LifetimeLiberty.com, get your tickets using code FTL20, and Mark hopes to see you in Prague. We go to Rob. He's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to add in a couple of things to what you were talking about. You know, if you're not going to take the plea deal and go to trial, number one, you want to make sure that your attorney asks for a complete copy of any and all exculpatory evidence, because county attorneys and probably district attorneys are notorious. I mean, if it's not asked, they won't volunteer or they won't turn it over. And they're required by Brady v. Maryland 63 you know, both state and federally to turn over all exculpatory evidence, whether it's asked for or not.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. I don't think it's necessary to have your attorney ask for it. If they don't turn over the discovery to you, then they can't use it at trial. End of story. And if they do, then it's a mistrial. Or I don't know exactly what the consequences of that would be.
Well, in the case of Rob, the consequence was almost a decade in prison because they didn't turn over the evidence that he now found out about 40 years later, or 30 years later.
But did they use that evidence at trial?
Well, they excluded the evidence, which would have proven that the only witness against him was a known liar.
Oh, they can't do that, though.
They did it.
Yep.
Because the liar was a cop,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of their special little exemptions.
Mm-hmm. They were protecting him. But that information finally came out. Rob, what else?
No, I just want to make sure that people, you know, if you're going to go to trial, you know, make sure that you check... you know, all exculpatory evidence. And then the other thing that I would recommend highly is read the Brady v. Maryland law, 63, because there's a whole bunch of stuff in there you really should know about.
And what is that law?
The Brady v. Maryland law.
And can you summarize why it's relevant?
Well, because it forces this law forces the county attorneys or federal attorneys to turn over all exculpatory evidence. If they don't, then that's considered as prosecutorial misconduct.
Yeah, and if you're lucky, they'll get a slap on the hand over it rather than any kind of serious punishment. But still, better to have that out there than not have it, I suppose. Rob, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I think the consequences are fairly severe if they knowingly exclude evidence.
I mean, they might lose their career.
I think in the first case, they can't use that evidence at trial, which, you know, obviously is good or bad.
The consequence could be that all of their convictions get overturned.
There could also
be that. Has that ever happened?
Maybe. I don't know.
And, you know, prosecutorial misconduct means that the charges against you are likely to be dismissed because you're proving malicious intent on behalf of the prosecutors.
But again, you might have already been in prison for, you know, several years before that happens.
Well, that's the problem with the system, though. I mean,
this is one reason why people take people in jail.
Right. One thing I can definitely say is that the world wouldn't be a better place with Derek J. in prison for 9 years than it was with him out, because he's an activist actually doing things. So you got to weigh the pros and cons.
Well, like Arya said, the odds are he would not have been, had he been convicted of all of those charges, he would
not have. Well, they were mad at him. They hated him. They can just do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. And that's one of the reasons why people take a plea, is because they're afraid of what might happen. And you do know that the judge and the people will go as hard as they can against people who don't take a plea. Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of the downsides of what I'm doing.
To some extent. I mean, I think a federal judge is less likely to be harsh simply because you didn't take a plea. But
I don't know if there's any evidence for that. I hope you're right.
I think. You know, I'm not saying there's any evidence for it or that it's a scientific fact or anything like that. I suspect that a federal judge is less likely to hold that personally. However, a more local judge like the ones here in Keene that, you know, the activists had been frustrating and riling up for the better part of a few years, I could totally see a judge, you know, just literally throwing a book at someone and saying, oh, well, it says here this is the maximum, so let's make an example of them. Nine years.
It could happen. I don't think that would have been the case.
I don't think so either.
Derek had virtually no criminal history whatsoever at that point. It wouldn't have been. Well, anyway, it is what it is. He took the plea. And again, like I said, if you do it, I don't blame you for it. You got to do what's right for you. But the more people we can discourage from taking the plea, especially in the little crap, especially on the parking tickets and the speeding tickets, and those are the kind of things where you can get your feet wet without any real significant risk and get a feel for what it's like to be in court. Because that's another reason people don't want to go to court. It's scary. You know, you're in this place, you're surrounded by people who will do anything at all that a man in a robe tells them to, that doesn't, you know, doesn't matter whether it's legal or not, whatever the man in the robe says, they'll do it.
It really is scary. Like, that guy today, the bailiff, he yelled at somebody in the court for wearing a hat, just, no, court, or hats in the court. It was just like, why do you think you have some kind of authority to scream at people?
Because he has a man in a robe who will back him up. And will charge you with contempt of court, which is a charge that does not even exist in statute.
It was 100 or 200 times more distracting to the court proceedings for him to scream at that man than for the person all the way in the back to wear a hat.
Right. Absolutely true.
It reminds me of what happened to me when I was in, like, the seventh grade. We had some sort of markers that were usable in hair or something like that. So me and a few other people used these orange and bright green markers in our hair or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there in the middle of our science class, the teacher just singled me out, was like, "You're causing a disruption," started yelling and screaming at me, and then sent me to the principal's office. And the principal was like, "Well, what were you doing to cause a distraction?" I was like, "I didn't cause anything. He did. Everyone was fine, and then he stopped class to yell at me for 5 minutes. Like, this was on him, dude. He was the distraction."
Yeah. So I think we've said enough about the plea deal. If you want to read more about it, you can go to tools.freekeen.com, and there's a link to the actual plea deal flyer that we pass out here in New Hampshire. And it's still relevant if you're not living in New Hampshire. That's sort of the general gist of the concept. But that said, it makes more sense to do these things in a place where you have a group of people doing them. If you're just a lone wolf activist in Texas or California or something like that, go ahead, take the plea. Because ultimately, you know, if you feel like it's best for you.
It'll be a drop in the bucket. It won't actually clog up their system or anything.
If you have no other activists in your area who are doing the same thing, that is to say not taking a plea deal, if there's no movement in that way, then you won't have any effect at clogging the system.
That's why I argue with my coworkers about parking tickets about all the time. I'm like, "No, look, just ask for your court date and just take it to court, and odds are they'll probably throw it out. But even if they don't, if even 5% of people took their parking tickets to trial,
it would crush the system.
Yeah, they would immediately have to either increase the parking ticket fine to like $100 per in order to pay for these court costs, or they would just scrap the system entirely. And if they wanted to fine people
for 100,
they're
not going to build a whole new courtroom over all parking ticket trials either. I
mean, no, and if they're going to charge people $100 for violating a parking law, people will revolt.
Yeah, they had a hard time raising it from $5 to $10.
Yeah.
There was a lot of pushback.
It's 10 now.
It's 10 now.
It's not possible for them to pay for parking ticket trials at those rates.
But what do the coworkers say?
I don't know. I don't think they ever really get parking tickets.
Oh.
So this has come up like a few times, and it was always retroactively, "Oh, you should have taken that to trial," or something like that.
Well, usually it's like, "I don't want to take time off. It's only $10. I just want it to go away." And there's all kinds of reasons. And, for the individual,
we can make all of it go away, though.
Yeah, it could. It could. That's why we need more activists here in New Hampshire who are willing to do this. Unfortunately, not many activists are willing to do this either because they don't feel like it will be effective.
I mean, it sucks and it's boring.
They want to change the system instead. And it's like, well, this is a way to change the system by non-cooperating with it and clogging it. Like clogging the gears up of this nightmare. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is on the way. This is.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.